Sukkot is called Zman Simchatenu, the time of our joy. And I would like to describe this joyous season to you. Not a week ago was Yom Kippur. We fasted, no food, no water. And at the end, what does the Talmud tell us we should do? It says we should immediately go and build our sukkah. It doesn't, as I would expect, say you should immediately go and have dinner. But we are supposed to go and build our sukkah. And then it explains that a sukkah, over these 3 days in between, and one of them is a Shabbat, it's not really time, and you have to go back to work. But in that time, you have to go outside. Your sukkah has to have 3 walls, and those walls need to be a certain height and a certain length. And they can't touch the ground, but they have to touch the ground a little bit. And the roof has to be made of living, something that grew right out of the ground. And you can't use leaves, they're going to shrivel, because then it'll get too small, and they have to cover the roof. And there has to be enough to be able to see the stars, but not so much that too much sun gets in. And then, once you've done all this, you have to make sure that it's not under a tree. And if you happen to have a balcony, you go out in the balcony. It's a beautiful place to build a sukkah. But if there's another balcony above your balcony, then it doesn't count, and it's not okay. Once you finally built this sukkah, and I have to say, I have from building our sukkah in the backyard with Rabbi Guzik, Rabbi Sherman, my wife, and baby Annie, the least manly injury possibly, I have a bruise on my pinky, if anyone would like to inspect it later. Once you finally did that, we get to celebrate Sukkot. And what do? We come to synagogue and we take a palm leaf, a myrtle, I don't know what a myrtle is except part of the lulav, a willow, and a fruit that tastes terrible. We hold them up and shake them around, and we march around the whole synagogue shaking and singing Hoshana. It's an odd experience. Zman Simchatenu, it's our joy. And there are a lot of ways to explain how this is meant to deepen our connection to God and our relationship with Judaism and build community. But there's one in particular that has really hit home for me this holiday season. And before I get there, I want to talk about us. I think each of us can imagine a moment when we've hurt someone we loved. A moment in time, a thing we did when we broke someone's trust. Where someone trusted us to act a certain way, to act lovingly, and whether it was we said something mean behind their back, whether it was we said something cutting because we were feeling jealous, whatever it was, we've all hurt someone we love. And there's a moment in time when the confrontation finally comes, and when you admit to the person you love, I did it. I was wrong and I'm sorry. But deep down, you know that's not enough. You know that no matter how sorry you are, the hurt is still there. The trust is still broken. And therefore, you need to repair the relationship. You need to do something to rebuild the trust. You hunger to do something to show the person that you love that really you still love them. Even though you made this terrible mistake, you did this thing that you feel awful about, please give me a chance. Let me show that I still love you. Let me do something. And that's why we're told the minute after Yom Kippur is over that we should rush to do a mitzvah. And more than that, we should do a mitzvah that is crazy. We should do a mitzvah with rules and rules and rules. But we're going to follow every one of them, and we're going to do them as hard and as complicated as they are, because the person we hurt was God. Over the course of every year, we do things that breaks God's trust in us. We do things we know are wrong. And we get Yom Kippur. What a blessing. God loves us so much that once a year God says, okay, let's have it. And we admit everything we do wrong. We tell God, I'm really sorry. And even more than that, God gives us Zman Simchatenu, the time of our joy. Not only am I going to give you a chance to repent, to apologize, God also gives us a chance to rebuild the trust, a chance to come together on Sukkot, to huddle in our shacks, in our backyards, or the patios, to come together, to squeeze in, and to celebrate, to live in joy that God wants us. That God wants us to rebuild that trust. God gave us the chance to rebuild that opportunity, and what's more, God gave us a model to know that our loved ones, we can rebuild that trust too. And it doesn't take words, it takes actions. It takes stepping outside of our comfort zone. It takes pushing ourselves. It takes doing something to show that really and truly we know we made a mistake, and really and truly we will work hard to be better. So this Sukkot, I wish each of us a sukkah full of joy, full of crazy laws, full of palm fronds, and full of rebuilt relationships. We continue with Ein Keloheinu, page 182.